See Heidi and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On 97.1 Free FM, SoCal's FM talk station.
It is 1 o'clock. Danny Bonaducci comes up at 2. Tom Likas at 3. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
There's a pretty interesting story out of New Zealand. It happened. I've had this story for a while. I've been holding on to it. It's about cheating. And then the Italian and I were watching. Remember we always used to watch the To Catch a Predator shows with Ibe Grishenson. Okay, well, that was on the other night on MSNBC, and it was never-before-seen footage.
Ooh.
So that was good. So we were watching it, and we were watching the guy who is a rabbi, and he comes in.
I remember him.
Yeah, right. So you see some footage with him you haven't seen before. And we're watching it, and he's there because he thinks he's meeting a 13-year-old boy.
Is that like the redheaded guy? The pale, short, redheaded guy?
No, he's not redheaded. Well, maybe a little bit reddish, I guess, yeah. It's that guy. It was
this
only really the only
older
rabbi
guy, right?
Was,
like
yeah.
60-ish, maybe?
Older guy, and he knew he was just...
Oh, it's over. It's
over,
like so.
Over, right? Over.
Chris Hansen busts out with the
After
cameras.
Conducting four internet predator investigations.
I
God,
love
he sounds
show.
So smarmy, though.
This I know.
Is conducting four.
But we're sitting there, and we're watching it, and it was this one in particular where the guy just knows he's done, and he's busted trying to, you know... He's reading the transcript. He's like, "You like to give and get oral and claim to be really good at it, and yada yada yada." And again, this is with a 13-year-old boy. So the Italian says to me, "Yeah, we would be so over." I go, "What if I cheated?" She goes, "Well, no, not necessarily, but like if you cheated with somebody underage." I go, "Well, wait a second. So if I cheated with somebody we might not." She goes, "Well, I mean, it just depends on the circumstance, but definitely, it would definitely be over if you did an underage." And it got me thinking, it's like, well, there are people, you in relationships all the time where it's like, okay, well, he cheated or she cheated, and yet you stayed together, which I don't really understand, but there are people who go, well, it depends on the situation. So let's say that, hypothetically, you guys are in love, you each have a woman in your life, and you're in love. Now, is it different if you find out she slept with a girl at work a couple times?
Then while we're together?
Your guys are together. She went out to lunch, and they had... There's no chance you've been involved. Is it... Would you stay with her if she... Is cheating cheating? Or is it different? It's like, well, she slept with a girl at work a couple times, didn't tell me about it, and I found out about it. Or slept with a guy at work a couple times.
Is one is
different?
Infinitely worse, Frank.
Really?
So I know what you're going to say, too, which is not what everyone thinks you're going to say.
Cheating is not cheating? No, or...
I didn't say anything was good. I said one's worse.
And you're going to say a woman's worse.
Well, there's a reason why.
Because I don't have what she can be.
That's what I was going to say.
Compete.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In the way that if the Italian found you cheating with someone underage and implies you are a sexual malfunction pervert who wants young people, and she can't compete with that. There's no way to win you back.
although she looks...
There's no way to win you back. If that's what you really want, I'll never be that.
I can't compete with a 12-year-old sexually.
If your woman...
That's kind of a weird way to put
it. Okay, we'll go back to the lesbians. And if your woman leaves you for another woman, you know what? If she's a lesbian and wants women, you're out of luck, Barney. If she goes to another guy, you might be able to be a better guy than him.
I see that differently. I mean, I know what you're saying, Frost, but I do see it differently. Go ahead, Frank, and you answer what
you think. No, another guy, no way.
Right.
It's over. I'm not going to... try to compete with another guy for what was mine to begin with.
But there's a chance you could if you wanted to. You don't.
But I never want to.
But I know.
With a woman, it's not a competition because we're on different playing fields. So to me, we're not really competing. She's got something that she wants to try or she's curious about, and she's done that, and she knows how to bring it to me in that sense. So now she's bringing it to me, and maybe she will start including me. Maybe she found out she didn't like it at all, and it was just something she had to get out of her system. That's different than going to sleep with another guy. You know what you're getting there. There's no curiosity. There's nothing. What are you looking for?
Right.
Maybe you were looking for maybe a deeper emotional connection.
Stuff you can change.
For a man.
But you can be that yourself.
No, you can't change that stuff. You can't change a person emotionally. That's the biggest lie in the world, to think that you can change somebody.
No, the biggest lie in the world was a moon landing.
To love them... to have them love you the way that you think they should.
Right.
That you could end up changing the way they love. You can't change the way someone loves you.
Yeah, but don't be so egotistical, Frank, where you say that you're so perfect, there's no reason to at least listen to what she needs and try to be more like that.
Not after she's cheated on me. If she wants to bring that to me to the table before she cheats, well, then I'll listen to her and I'll try to be that
guy. But you don't listen, that's why she cheats. I agree, Frank.
No.
But she couldn't talk to you.
At that point, if she's already talked to me. Mm. I guess if she doesn't have to talk to me about going cheating with another woman, I can understand maybe why she didn't bring that up. And it just happened one night.
Do you think?
Mm.
You're such a typical guy. That's what I want to know, though, guys listening. That
you
it would
like
be
like it's a bad thing.
No, I'm not saying it's like a bad thing, but I want to know, guys listening, is it your girl who you're madly in love with, you find out she cheated. Does it matter?
It depends on what that chick looks like.
Cheating
that she
is
slept
cheating,
with.
Or if it's like, well, you found relevant. Out she slept with a girl at work a couple times. They went out for ladies' night.
If she looks like a dude, if the chick is trying to be a man wearing her men's jeans and her blue button-down Oxford shirt and her burr haircut.
So what are you saying?
Oh, if enough about the Italian.
Shirt, I know, that's the only person I can think of. If she's looking like a guy, then I'd be more worried, okay, she was living a lie with me the entire time.
She's forcing it.
Ends up sleeping with a chick that I also find attractive, and it's hard to even turn that girl down. You might not have been a lesbian. Anybody would sleep with her.
Well,
then I can understand them maybe falling off the wagon after a few cosmos.
Here's our number if this is you. 888-520-9710. We're not going to agree then, Frank. It seems to me...
We never do.
You're saying that if she cheats with another guy, you...
Out.
Right, because how dare you violate what we had. I don't want you back.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. You have a one strike, you're out rule with that. What I'm saying is, though, if she is the love of your life, let's say you do have a lot to lose. Let's say you're raising a family again, but she screwed up. You could take her back.
No.
You could find out why she cheated.
No, I don't care.
Unless she was just drunk in her ass, didn't know what she was doing. If the reason she shacked up with that guy is because you don't give her what you used to give her.
She shacked up with him? She moved in with him now?
Well, no, I mean, clean way of saying
she shagged him.
Shagged, thank you. Shagged him.
Mm-hmm.
She asked that guy?
Yeah.
Shacked up means moving in with someone.
Oh, you're right.
Without being
corrected.
Married.
Well,
yes.
You're correct. Anyway, my point is, don't a lot of women cheat with guys they work with? Because they spend time with them socially, they talk, they listen, and the guy finds out she's having problems.
They get
at home.
An emotional connection first, right. So they get to know the guy and like the guy.
Right, and you also had that emotional connection, and you lost it. You could get it back. If she's with a woman, you can't possibly
see, when the Italian said, I'm sorry, if that were you, it'd be over.
Let me explain it to him, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I speak for every guy listening to the show. If it's a guy she cheats with, yeah, I'm having the one strike rule, you're out. If it's a woman, I'll review the tape.
Mm.
Meaning, I'm calling a strike. You're out, one strike rule. But I'm willing to review the tape and go back and maybe I made the wrong call there. But I didn't make the wrong call if it was a guy. You're out.
Right.
We're not looking at the tape.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole different gender that she was into. How you can't compete
with
that.
That's why I'm willing to look at the tape.
You can compete and conceivably win because you already have her to lose.
This is not a competition, Frosty.
It is. Do you want to keep your wife?
You're
or not
even in the game. How do you even know it's a competition?
Yeah, but if you get married,
once you get so far into a relationship, and she's at the point where she's cheating, it does make a difference if it's a man or a woman, because if she's cheating with a man, well then there's nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
No, there's not. Why would you stay with a woman, you pathetic loser, if she's going to sleep with another guy?
Aren't
with
you
a woman,
curious?
That's a curiosity a thirst you couldn't quench. Where that might be what you're talking about with competition. It's a thirst I can't quench. And maybe I'll be willing to listen to that story. Now, why did you do it? Why did you sleep with that girl?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a lesbian? I don't know, honey. I just
was curious,
and she can blame it on curiosity, and one thing led to another. But with a guy, there is no excuses. There is no reason.
But there's a thirst you can quench, and you did quench it for the longest time. I'm not saying I know we have your calls. I'm not blaming the guy if the woman cheats on you. But I'm just saying, wouldn't you also pause and ask yourself, what am I not giving her where she had to find it somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that guy gave her, I probably gave her once, and I can give her again. If I want to keep her in my life, the love of my life, I can maybe change my actions, listen more, be romantic,
stop
smacking her, whatever it is I've been doing to chase her away. If I want her back, I can.
If
she wants women now, I can't compete with her.
I'm different than Frank, and maybe it's because I'm in a relationship with a woman, but for me, it does not matter. Guy, girl, because I can never, after that, I can never, because I'm giving you 100%.
I don't believe you.
I'm giving you 100%.
I think you're lying.
I'm giving you 100%. Now, if what I'm doing, 100%, is not enough and you cheat on me, I don't care if it's with a guy or girl, then I'm done. I can never give you 100% again. So I'm not going to be mad at you. I'm going to be disappointed.
Is that why you give 100%?
And I'm done.
Is that why you give 100%?
There's no reviewing a tape. I give 100% because I want 100%. And I like 100% of me.
Of herself.
But it might be the wrong thing.
I give, and you haven't told me that, and we're all happy, and you've not mentioned ever having an issue with, hey, you know, I think we need to talk about this. And we're going along, and we're happy, and we're fine, and all of a sudden, oopsie, you slept with somebody. Yeah, I guess I haven't been that happy lately. Oh, really? You hadn't mentioned that to me. We were happy. We were having dinners and having sex. And
I like that. You go, we were happy. How dare you say we weren't?
Well,
that's so...
Weren't we?
Obviously not.
You didn't mention it to me.
Because I couldn't.
Because we don't talk anymore.
Because you're annoying.
Because you get like this.
If I know that Heidi's giving 100%, but what she's giving I don't like, it's really hard to tell somebody how they naturally love somebody. Can you stop doing that? Because that's really not something I dig. But I know you give 100%, so I don't want to put any kind of cold water on how you love
me. Look, let me give you an example.
You're going to go hide under the bed or under the treadmill.
I'm getting better.
Crying because I said I didn't like one thing. Now 100% goes down to 10%. Would you like it?
Now listen.
Try to find me.
I will be honest and say that the Italian has come to me and said, because of that, my hypochondria and I'm neurotic and I worry about, look at this rash in the back of my neck. I don't know. Is it look cancery or is it just, and she's like, she says, if we ever are over, that will be the thing that drives me. So I have to keep myself in check. I can't always go to her and go, do you think this is anything? Because it drives her crazy. She's like, seriously, I'm telling you now. So later down the road, if she ever leaves me and I never fix that, I'm going to know that she told me, and I never worked hard enough on it because it's annoying. I know it's annoying. And she goes, seriously, I'm not a doctor. If you think that something is wrong, go see.
Has she ever told you to S the F up? Shut.
Well, she has.
Shut the F up.
Right. In a nicer way than that. But
no, I mean, you're not annoying then. I mean, you're not annoying to the point where I'm going to leave you for this.
Yeah.
When the person turns around and just tells you to shut the F up and use that verbal slap in the face, where people can call that verbal abuse.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm telling you to shut the F up.
No, she's
I can't
never
stand
said
the sound
that,
of your voice.
But she said in a way where I will go, seriously, my back and this and that. And she'll go, I don't know.
How about I don't care?
Well, that would be awful. And I don't care. No, she would say, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. There's not an M and a D after my name. Call somebody and go get it checked out. Why are you asking?
Who cried wolf. Eventually, we don't care about the sheep.
Well, she hasn't gotten that far yet.
Love each other, how can you not care when someone says they're in pain?
But I know that because is her issue with me. That is her issue.
I don't know. I don't know anything about love.
She's saying to me.
I'm an idiot.
That is something about you that bothers me.
So she's told you and you know and now you will change and shut
and
your mouth.
So when I do have an issue, I'm like, don't go right to her. Just deal with it. Look it up. Figure it out. Don't go to her. Because why burden her with that? And she's right. She's not a doctor. How does she know what this rash is or why my elbow hurts?
So
she doesn't.
You're agreeing with
so
me then.
So leave it out.
You're agreeing with me.
Yeah, you are.
Because had she not told you for whatever reason, you'd be able to say, well, I'm just being
no, I'm
me.
Not.
I'm giving 100% of me. It's who I am. It's what I am. I didn't know. But now that I know this bothers you, I'll change this part of me.
Yeah, but we're not talking about cheating.
Yeah, I will stop being a hypochondriac.
Right.
Okay.
But
you will change that.
You can't.
I can try real.
You can try. You can shut your lips.
I can be better.
No, this is what Heidi will do. Heidi will not mention it, but she'll bring home this crazy black bag of Asian tea and starts pouring it in a cup right in front of her and puts it in the microwave. So she'll have to say, what is that stuff? Oh, you don't care. It's just my Asian tea for my bowel system that's got cancer probably, but you told me not to mention it. I know exactly.
It comes with a suitcase.
But I'm the idiot on the show when it comes to relationships. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
I'm dead on. Call me Robin Hood. I'm splitting the arrows down the middle on this one.
Oh God,
Iris! Iris, turn that radio down.
That
we'll come
sound off.
That's
back
compelling.
To you, Iris.
No, that's me on my rant.
What?
She can't. She actually turned that up.
Okay, Iris, go ahead.
All right.
Iris, how do you see this? I know that was corny.
Well, I agree with
Heidi. I reckon she has an opinion.
I agree with Heidi right now because cheating is cheating.
Yep.
Whether you put yourself in front of a man or a woman, you're turning to somebody else.
I didn't say it wasn't cheating. I said for both cases it's one strike, but I'll review one version of cheating.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't like the reason, then I'm out.
Mm. There's a difference between turning to someone else and something else. If your sweetheart leaves you for the other gender, or for animals or children,
what?
That's a something else that you can't become a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
You can't become a 10-year-old. You can't become a man or a woman if you're not that. You cannot possibly accept that, Frank. If your woman, if your
well, then you
wife,
can't, then you can't call it a competition. If we're so on different playing fields, you can't call it a competition. It's like me sprinting against a cheetah.
Right.
Well, the cheetah's going to win every time, but we're different species. I mean, we're not.
No competition.
There's no competition. Right. So really, there is no competition between men and women
it's
when it comes to lesbian
baseball,
relationships and straight relationships.
Right. There's no. Well, you can't. There's.
So
it's
you've
impossible.
Lost. The game's up.
Well,
you're saying no.
No there's
you're
no. You act like I can't compete
well,
with
yes,
a woman, but I compete with I can compete with a man. So you are saying that. You're saying you're basically racing a cheetah, so you can't compete, so you're out. Automatically, if it's a woman, but a guy, you'll go back and review the tape.
By compete, that word is not a cheetah race. What I'm saying is you if she's cheated on you, you're going to lose her, and it's over.
I just use cheetah because it seemed appropriate.
A cheetah. Yeah, a cheetah. Oh, you cheat on me like a
what
cheetah.
What animal don't you play in poker? A cheetah. Oh, my daughter told me that.
That's pretty cute, actually. Chip off the old block.
She's retarded, is she?
Yeah.
Like her mother.
One thing you two can agree on.
Ed in Santa Monica, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
You know, you're both wrong. At least Frosty's wrong in this situation. Sorry, Frosty.
Why, this happened to you?
Yeah, I've been married twice. I first wife cheated with a woman, second wife cheated with a man. And you review it for a second, and you realize there's nothing you can do. You can't compete with either one because the person's already checked out.
But, yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true, but what excuse did your wife, first wife give for cheating with a woman? Was there an excuse?
No. No excuse at all. I walked in, I caught him together, and it's just like, you're home. And that was about the end of the subject.
So the excuse that your first wife gave for cheating with a woman and the excuse your second wife gave you for cheating with a man pretty much were the same. So it didn't matter who they were cheating with.
It didn't really matter.
Okay.
At that point in time, you realize they've checked out, and nothing you're going to do is going to be able to change to become them.
It's sort of like what Frank always says, where you go, you can't, I'm not going to fight for you to stay. Because there's no, once you've already kind of left it, you're willing to take the chance of maybe messing us up, then you don't care about us enough to go, that girl's hot, I'd love to taste certain things, but I'm not willing to take the risk of maybe messing us up. So for me,
exactly.
Once you've done that, you're like, well, what's the point of even reviewing a tape? Because, well...
Well, Ed,
to what end?
In Ed's case, Heidi, has two unfortunate episodes that ended in a cheating. At this point, I don't know you, Ed. I don't know if you have things which drive women away, or I don't know if you're just attracted to women who are inclined to cheat. But there's something going on there. If you lose your woman once to cheating, okay, she's a cheater. But two in a row, maybe you turn bad. Maybe you ain't so great. It's two in a row.
Maybe
Ed.
He makes poor choices.
Hey, yeah.
You know, I could be. I look a lot like you, Frosty, to be honest.
Well, then there you go.
You got two ladies, though.
It's already stacked against you from the get-go. Thanks, Ed. Evie, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hi. I think that you guys are all really close to the point, but not quite hitting it. You're right, Frosty. You can't compete with a woman, and so therefore they shouldn't count.
Shouldn't count? How? What do you mean?
If you cheat, it doesn't count as cheating.
Oh. Yeah, it does, too. It dishonors our relationship.
You know, see, that's the thing where you have to, you know, check your ego and just kind of compare it to what it really is. You can't grow, you know, certain parts, so how can you even compete with that?
Yeah, but you had sexual intimate relations with another human being. Just because it's the other gender for me, I'm not going to call it not cheating. It is. And emotionally, you were there. You had me, but I couldn't satisfy you physically or emotionally, and you had to get it somewhere else from somewhere else. That's cheating.
Because you have a penis, and that's never going to go anywhere.
Oh, I do not.
It's never going to move.
Okay, Evie, are you married or do you have a boyfriend?
I'm married, and my husband and I, we go back and forth with this a lot, and he has the same feeling.
Have you slept with a woman?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
How many?
a few.
While you were married?
While I was married, there have been a couple, yeah.
That he knew of or that you did?
Yes.
By yourself?
Well, I did by myself, but I'm very honest, and he knows.
You're very honest about your cheating?
Oh,
no,
yeah,
you don't call it cheating, yeah.
Where did you meet these women? Did you meet them at bars, or did you meet them at work, or were they your existing friends?
Existing friends, kind of in social atmospheres, I don't ever go out looking for anything.
Did one come up to you with a suitcase who looked like she was from Korea?
No. Even that I think would scare me off, and that's a little hard to do.
Evie or Evie, you know what? If you came to me and said I cheated, but it was with a woman, so it doesn't count, then it is over. Then I'm with Frank. One strike, you're out. Because not only do you not see cheating as cheating, you're justifying doing it, and you'll probably do it again.
But you know, the problem is, though, is that you never offered that side of intimacy to me. I mean, if I went out and I had relations with another man, that's something that, you know, I can always get from you.
Yeah, that's
in
what
one
I'm
way
saying.
Or another.
Right. So you agree with me.
Yeah.
But I have very soft hands. I suck in palm olive.
I'm saying if it's a woman and I don't like the reason. If the reason for cheating with a woman is some like a emotionally we're not connected and I think I've always been a lesbian, well, then I'm out.
I mean, there's nothing you can do.
If it's just curiosity and every now and then you like to get together and have a three-way or you're just like having to deal with a woman by yourself, AB, then that's a different thing that maybe I can deal with because you're not cheating with other guys. I'm fulfilling every need you have as a man and you have certain fever for the flavor of some Pringles sometimes.
You know, you see, then that's where it is.
And I might be able to wrap my brain around that sort of cheating, but I couldn't wrap it around a guy.
So it wouldn't even bother you, Frank, if you and I are married and we're happy and we're fulfilled and we have a great time together and you know that of my past.
It's like you got a crystal ball.
And you know of my past, so you know that I do enjoy that, but I'm happy with you and I'm a faithful person. But you know that... maybe I've admitted to you that I've slept with so-and-so, and her and I are going to go out to dinner tonight.
Then I'm
going to
break your crystal skull.
And we're going out to dinner tonight. There wouldn't be that.
I'm going to say, are you going to bone her?
You're going to say that?
To me, your wife.
You're going to bone her?
And so you wouldn't
worry. All right, you're going
worry.
Out to dinner with basically a girl that you slept with in the past.
Uh-huh.
I'm not invited for some reason.
Right.
But you're accusing
are
her.
Are you going to bone her?
But would you want me to bring her
home? Answer the question.
Home?
Are you going
to
bone her?
I don't know.
Oh, so
would you have the worry,
would
though?
Would you bring a woman home to me, knowing that I'd be having sex with another woman?
If I'm being... would I now? Yeah. But would I... If I'm in love with you, that's tough.
Yeah, we're in love.
Tough.
We're married.
That's tough. Because I...
But yet you want to go out and be with another woman.
Well, no, I wouldn't do... I don't think I have that capability anyway.
Then why
like
are you
I said,
going to
if
dinner?
I'm giving... Well, we're friends. We're old friends.
You don't need old friends like that.
But you and I, if I'm 100% fulfilled by you, I'm giving you... And we're happy. I don't need
that. Then be
that.
Honest and say, yes, I'm going to go out there because I'm having that
feeling
flavor.
Again. I'm craving it.
And I can't be my natural self and enjoy it like I normally would if you're sitting there watching me. That's just not how I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like it just
one-on-one.
Can
you deal with that? And if I say yes, I can deal with that, well, then you have the perfect guy you're married to. But if I can't deal with that,
right.
Well, then you need to go find that guy. And I'm not that guy.
If she, I know we have to break, but if Heidi says, I want to have dinner with this woman friend of mine, and you blurt out, are you going to bone her? That's accusatory. What if she had no intention of boning her?
It's a question. I'm not accusing anybody.
Yeah, but to say
did you bone her?
But the implication
I know she boned her.
The implication is you're afraid she might bone her or that you want to know if she's thinking of it. What if that wasn't even a thought in her head? She'd go, how dare you accuse me of even thinking that? Now you created a problem.
All right. The problem was I'm going to go out with a girl. One of my ex-girlfriends coming in town. Yeah, we used to have sex all the time. We should go out to dinner, but you're not invited, honey. Are you going to bone her? Well, how dare you accuse me of something so ridiculous?
It is so funny.
Are you kidding? Why am I going to dinner?
All right.
How many years ago was that? You know, some
it
people
doesn't
change.
Matter.
People change. There's no trust there
but
in the relationship.
But when you're talking about a man and a woman, it doesn't
Shut
matter.
Up.
You're like, you don't
Whatever.
Need to go have an ex
we'll
to go
back.
To dinner.
Your call, we come back. 888-520-9710. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 97.1, the FM talk station live from L.A. And a big hello to all of you listening online all around the country and around the world. Send us an email if you're out there somewhere so we can add a spot in our world map to represent you and wherever you are. On our website, FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com, you'll see the email address to do that.
Is cheating cheating no matter who it's with, or is it different if you're a guy and you find out your girl slept with another girl? You go, well, I'll review that tape. Maybe I'll be okay. But if she sleeps with a guy, you're done? Or is cheating cheating and doesn't matter who she sleeps with?
Greg in Santa Barbara, what do you say?
Hey, Frosty. How you guys doing?
Hey,
you know, I think what it really boils down to, and I know you keep saying the love of your life, if somebody's going to go out and seek something emotionally, physically, whatever, from somebody else, you're probably not the love of their life. And what it kind of boils down to is trust. And I don't, you know, I've had some experience with it. We were both young, married young. She cheated. That was it. Just the trust, for me personally, is lost. I mean, I don't know how anybody could ever go back, whether it's man, woman, whatever it is. You know, I think it all boils down to trust.
Don't you
love
think?
Is a garden that's watered with trust.
What the hell is that, Deepak Chopra?
Look at that. And I don't have my own TV show yet.
A bridge is a structure covered with rust.
Yeah.
Your turn.
And that's exactly why you don't have yours.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's cheating no matter what, wiener or bust. I'm just trying to run with Rust. It was bad.
Yeah, it really was.
Why hasn't she left me
Spider-Man
yet?
Spider-Man fell in
God,
love
I'm
with
annoying.
Kirsten Dunst.
I don't know. It's Kirsten.
Whatever. Don't you think, he's gone now, but don't you think that most people, I shouldn't say most, a lot of people who cheat, you didn't fall in love with your cheater. It was lust. It was loins and loins. But you're still in love with the person you left to cheat.
No.
The love of your life is still waiting at home, but
no.
You got drunk or whatever. You got sexually.
You love like a woman.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
And you also pee like one. But that's another show. You think there has to be some emotional connection to even have sex. And you've said that many times. You can't just go and have sex. I can't just go and get you a hooker because I can't talk to this Asian woman. I can't make her my sex slave. Well, a lot of guys can go out and have sex and there's no emotional. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's meaningless. So
right. We
don't have to have that at all.
Mm-hmm. But
you love like a woman. Saying that don't most people, when they go out and it's just sex? No, a woman is emotionally attached. She doesn't just go out there just to have sex. There's very few women, I'm sure that there is, but I'm sure that the very few number in, I'm just a horny chick, so I'm going to go out and sleep as many dudes as I can after I've decided to marry somebody. No, it's much, the emotional loss with your husband, and then it goes into, I'm emotionally connected to somebody else. Now I'm going to get physically connected to them.
Right, you get emotional before you get physically.
There's no emotional connection when it comes to guys cheating.
All right, so, you know, I'm not going to disagree with that because women and men think differently, as you've so eloquently pointed out, though you put me on the
and
wrong
they pee
side.
Differently, as I was eloquently pointed out.
But wouldn't you also be able to make the argument that if you have a one-time cheating you get caught on against the woman, and the woman you're with, your wife, is the love of your life, but you had lust for this woman at work, the woman at the bar. You're not in love with that woman. You'll never call her again, honey. She means nothing to me.
I know.
So our love, you're still the love of my life. I screwed up because of lust, not love. So men can say that.
But she'll never believe it.
Mm-mm.
Because she can't understand it because she's not like that.
Mm-hmm. That's why a lot of times guys have a problem going, well, what? I provide for you. We have a nice life. And she's saying, you're just not intimate enough with me. You're not emotional. He can't understand that, just like we can't understand. What do you mean? You can go sleep with somebody you don't even know her name, and it's all good, and you get in your car, and you go home, and you don't even think about
it again?
You're
a liar.
It's tough to understand.
And that's when you're trying to invite somebody into the relationship, where if your woman wants to go out and cheat, but she only wants to do it without you there, or she can go around and she can kiss other girls and do all these other things, but she doesn't allow you to do the same thing. You can't become part of that. She's worried that you're going to fall in love with that other girl based on the sex you're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not going to happen. I'm with you, and if you're going to allow this other woman to come into our relationship, I'm not going to fall in love with her. Don't worry about that. But she can't not worry about that because that's what she would do.
Oh, it's a lot of double negatives in there.
I know. She can't not do it.
She can't not. That's what she would do.
She can't not because she didn't want to.
So there's a difference there. Okay, fine. We agree.
No, I'm teaching you something.
I knew this already.
We can't possibly agree.
That's kind of my point.
No,
I've said this.
I'm the teacher. You grasshopper.
You called me a woman.
You more praying mantis. You big fat grasshopper.
You made me feel. You made me feel like a big fat woman.
You love like a woman. That's not a bad thing. A lot of women would appreciate that about you, and that's why I say you get smothering. But you will love a woman exactly the way she needs to be loved. I think in lesbian relationships, there's that emotional connection that's what draws them.
It's very strong.
A lot of natural born things draw them to it, but it's also that emotional connection and that touchy, feely, lovey, kissy,
staring into each other's eyes, just
stuff that
looking,
we could care less about.
Being brought to tears just by looking her.
You would make a great
by wanting her?
Lesbian.
Looking at her.
Oh. You'd make a great lesbian for us. I think you would.
It would.
I look like one.
Even Heidi says so.
You would.
Well, in a way, that makes me a catch then.
It really does.
Twisted sort of way.
Kind of remind me of my first girlfriend.
Really?
A little clingy, though. I'm like,
you raised your standards
in
Avenger.
No, I'm not saying looks wise. I'm saying like in that, where are you going? What are you doing? Well, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll come with you. Well,
I'm not like that.
Oh.
I'm not.
Oh, boy. Let's call Karen. See how clingy you were.
Look, I'm not the purse holder anymore. I'm not. And Frank, you accuse me of being smothering? I disagree. Tell you what. I'll call you late tonight, and we can talk about it. Or I can come over. We could chat online afterwards about it.
You're the kind that just leaves my house after
you,
spending the night. You're calling me on the phone. What are you doing? Didn't we just spend the whole night together?
You have 57 messages.
And no saved messages.
All from 818.
Same person?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I don't know if you got my last 42 messages. Just call me when you get this, okay?
Hey, I'm not that person.
Just call and say I love you. Click.
I'm not the kind who leaves your house then calls you on the
and
way home.
And then it gets all sad and drunk, and now all you start to hear the keyboard start. You're like, oh, honey, ring.
It's like that night at Wade's house.
Press two Wade, to
when
save
you pulled out the,
and three
oh
my to party.
The legal paper with your lyrics on them. You're all...
You're going away!
It was the saddest song ever written, and I just got caught up in the moment. But did you notice? I got a big old hug out of that woman. There was a chick there, I forget her, I don't even know her. But as I dissolved into a puddle of tears... By the way, it's hard to play the keyboard when it's covered in salt water.
Oh.
And saline.
Sure that was water?
It was Wayne's keyboard.
I know what kind of party it was.
Anyway, did you notice when I I got emotionally caught up in this love song, but I was completely wasted. The song of pain and longing and loss and death and destruction.
That you wrote.
Well, yeah, I mean, I created mine, even though I haven't experienced any of those things. And who gave me solace? A woman hugged me.
Oh, boy.
And I buried myself in her bosom.
Well, there's a queer in tears, and he's crying
at this particular
for you,
party.
Me. Yeah,
she was the strongest one there to carry him away from the piano because he was too drunk to walk.
She's
and
one of the hags. I got you.
I got him.
Well, why didn't you buy me? She sounds like my type.
She sat you down by the fire, walked back in, and bit a beer open with her teeth.
That's kind of my last
my
recollection
soulmate.
Moment. I passed out after that. But wasn't she patting me like, oh, there, I know, like Mother Florence Nightingale, Mother Superior? What's her name? Mother
Florence
Superior.
Nightingale.
No, Mother Dead
Teresa?
Woman. Her, thank
right.
you.
You leper.
She was like, oh, there, it's okay. She was. You didn't hear this in my ear. It's all right, I understand. It's
wait,
all right.
Wait, she was
there,
Indian? I'm confused. Rarely see fat Indians.
What I'm saying is it made me desirable that I was a man who wasn't afraid to show his emotional side,
before.
Which is what most
women
say they want.
No, but you don't
see,
want
she wasn't
blubber.
Consoling you because
you
of the song. It's because no one could understand the song because you were one so S-faced that you were just drooling and crying and,
so I hear.
And missing notes. It was the worst performance I've ever seen Frosty at the keyboard ever do.
Well,
so she was saying it's okay about you embarrassing yourself in front of someone because everybody here could play the piano, and so they were taking turns sitting down, and great voices, a bunch of gay guys, and they're just playing the baby grand and singing, and Frosty gets up there and just womp, 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 womp.
Couldn't understand.
Oh.
It was like Amy Winehouse showed up to do a song.
And Britney Spears consoling her.
Oh, God.
It's okay, I've been there. You're Amy Winehouse, bitch.
You don't think that was me at my finest?
Oh, God.
Being all sensitive.
Oh, Lord.
Chuck, what's up, Chuck?
Happy Monday, folks.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Frost, I want to ask you your opinion, actually.
Yeah.
What do you do about your current boyfriend when he hooks up with, you know, one of those yucky girls with boobies and all that?
There's no boyfriend. I'm not gay. Chuck.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
It rhymes with... What?
Hey, Rupe, I got something for you there, Frosty. I really do. I own the website. It's called MyRudyDog.com.
Do you, you bastard? I want it.
I got to think of what I want, though. And it has nothing to do with my body and your body, I promise you.
Tell you what. I'll give you a down payment. It's called a dial tone.
You'll get the rest when he gets the website.
I don't want it.
Mm. It's funny we had that conversation this weekend also, Farty and myself, about cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And is oral cheating?
Why would you have that conversation with your girlfriend?
Wait, if she...
How does that come up?
If another girl gives you...
Yeah, we were talking about, I forget how it got brought up, but like a friend of hers, boyfriend got busted, her husband got busted for going to Vegas and getting a hooker, and then he claimed it was only oral.
Right.
And so he didn't really consider that cheating, and she was like, and the girl in the story was having a hard time dealing with that, saying, well, you know, is it or isn't it? But she couldn't get over the fact that she still has a, you know, strong feeling that it is.
Mm-hmm.
So Farty asked me, you know, what do you think? I'm like, well, it's not as bad as it could be. I mean, if you found that it was just oral, I mean, there's really no love there. I'm not in love with this woman. I'm not leaving her for this. I mean, the guy went to Vegas and he paid for a BJ. I mean, yeah, she can be pissed that he went to do that, but if you're not doing that at home, I got to go get that someplace else, then how can you be upset?
Right.
Well, you're still the love of my life, honey. See,
now she said, well, would that be the other way around if you found out that I received that from some guy?
Because you don't like
all,
doing it
and
for
that's
whatever.
All it was.
Yeah, no kissing.
And I said, well, if I'm not doing that for you and you go out and do that and get that from somebody else, then how can I be pissed? I'm denying you something that you enjoy, and obviously someone else enjoyed it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm not doing that anymore, how can I be all up your butt for doing it? I can't.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
So is oral cheating?
Well,
in the Clinton definition, no.
Nope.
Thanks to Bill Clinton,
yeah,
that's
I mean,
not
I think,
sex.
Again, anything that you're doing at home.
In your case, Heidi, it would be.
Right.
Because that's pretty much
what we
your
do.
Sex life.
But, I mean, if I'm doing some, if I'm doing everything that you've said, hey, I want to try, and I do it, we do it, there's no reason
for you.
That's
why it's one strike, you're out.
Right.
You're
and, if, and if you're going, if you haven't banged me in the last 3 years and I decide.
It's like 3 years for you to cheat?
No. I'm just saying, like, if I'm using that as a really hypothetical example, then you cannot be surprised or mad if, okay, enough's enough. I'm sleeping with somebody
else.
Yeah,
how can you dare me?
But then you go, well, why are you staying and, you know, and all that. But, yeah, if you're doing everything at home and you're. I'm doing everything for you at home that you want to do, that you're asking for, and then I find out you go to Vegas with your buddies and do that, yeah, I'm going to be pissed.
But you're not going to leave me for it, right?
Oh, yeah. We're done. Yeah. I said, I'm too, way too emotional. And I'm too, we'd never be the same.
Would you give that speech or just leave?
I'd just leave.
Oh, good.
So yeah, I would. Now, I'm only talking here because
yeah.
I have to.
Okay, yeah.
Otherwise, I'd just be like, yeah, I'm getting my stuff. I'm done.
Isn't marriage
I'm free as a bird, bitch.
Isn't it full of sacrifices and doing things you don't like to do sometimes? How about if you don't care to do it, but do it because...
Well, I do it. I do it all.
And it sounds like you're a step out the door anyway. Oh, I'm free as a bird, bitch. I mean, you're already
well,
done.
I'm only
you're
doing that
it.
To
you're
act like,
hurt.
You know, oh, I don't want her to think I'm hurt, right. You know, like, whatever. You're lost.
Okay, Leonard Skinner, we'll be back. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. And Bill, what's up, Bill?
Hey, guys, your show is great. You get some excellent topics. But this one, I'm going to have to go with Heidi.
On what?
If infidelity. If the person goes out, your spouse, whoever goes out. I just got out of a 19-year relationship.
What happened?
My wife or ex-wife was going to work, staying 3 nights a week late and pleasuring her boss from underneath the desk.
Oh, my. She admitted this to you or you showed up one night?
Her coworkers told me.
That's to let you know I did fire her for you, okay?
thank you. It went on for a month before I found out.
That's kind of your wife, too, though, Frank, right? She started staying at work late?
Yeah, it wasn't so much her boss, but like a client that she met through work.
Really hand-holding that client, you know, he's really
yeah, you
special.
Know, giving him, you know, she's
you're
all about what the client needs.
Uh-huh.
You know, what was even more amazing is that I had found out after I married her, but she did this with her first husband.
Took 19 years for her to cheat, though?
Well, I don't know. Was it the 19th year?
That's when he found out.
See, she might have been doing it all along.
Yeah,
I doubt it, but yeah, it's highly likely.
How many times did you kiss her and you look back and you're like...
Thank you. That's the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
Come
did you have
from
chips
work,
or lunch or something?
And I'm sure you met her boss and you shook his hand, too, and looked him right in the eye.
You know, she just went to work for the guy. I came home one day and said, dang, this guy is really good looking. I said, what? You know, that's not a phrase I want to hear from my wife.
Yeah. Unless she's trying to make you jealous to show affection you used to show and you don't anymore.
Why
should you, that could be it, too, you know.
I'm going to give you a prize, Bill.
Surprising. It lowered me, man. It just floored me.
I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to the Dropkick Murphys and the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones at the Pacific Amphitheater July 20th.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
Tickets include admission to the OC Fair. Go to ocfair.com for all the details.
Go meet a nice girl, Bill.
Yeah.
Lisa in Palm Springs.
Make sure she doesn't have funky breath, though.
Hi.
Hey.
You're the man. I usually always agree with you. And if you went with Farty Shiva and I wasn't married, I'd come find you.
That's right, baby doll.
But I have to say, on this one, I'm going with Heidi. This is a totally one-sided issue. What if that girl who called earlier who was married, her husband did it to her with a man? That would never be okay.
No.
You know, it's just like one-sided heterosexual couples married, and the woman goes out and cheats with another woman. It's more accepted because that's more of an accepted situation, and men find it erotic.
It's only accepted if the woman's hot. Like I said, if this woman was ugly, she's out the door. No excuse, no looking at the tape.
No wife of mine is going to sleep with an ugly woman.
Yeah, I wouldn't even bang that skank.
So one-sided issue, though, because there's no way that that girl who called earlier would be okay if her man went out and cheated with another man.
True. Because it's always there. You're always, now you're always wondering, well, am I not, I'm not enough, is what you're saying.
No, that's just because socially it's not as acceptable for two guys to be kissing and dancing on the dance floor together.
Like, we just had some Cosmos, and he said it wouldn't be able to fit in there, and I said, try it, and he said, okay, and it did, and so, but like, it was one time.
It did take a shoehorn, though.
And butter.
And Clay Aiken is having a child.
A little
so,
boy,
anyway,
I hear.
Is it a boy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Oh, by the way, Frank, congratulations to you and your close personal friend, Charlie Sheen. He got married again over the weekend.
His, what, third time?
Third time. Yeah. There you go.
Will he ever learn? What's it? Why? Why do you need to get married?
He's still fighting Denise Richards in that nasty divorce.
Yeah.
Her show was on the other night. Didn't watch it.
I didn't either. What's it called? Denise Richards?
I don't know.
I think it's just called Denise Richards.
No, there's like a little quirky little name after it.
Anyway, Danny Bonaducci comes up, top of the hour next. It's like 8 or 9 minutes. And then like us at 3. We're not done. We owe you some apologies. You'll get them next for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hello, I'm Betty Jean Whitebread, chairperson of Families Underwriting Censorship and Kindness. On behalf of all of us, we'd like to say a hearty, way to go, KLSX. Keep those airways as clean as my sheets. Today's show was a reminder that if we can control the naughty thoughts and un-American actions of our children, we're one step closer to a world free of terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and of course, liberals. Now, there may still have been a few boo-boos and no-nos in today's show. I'm not sure. I was too busy screaming at my Jimmy for missing the cutoff man.
Damn it, for the second! What's wrong with you?
But jinkies, none of this is perfect. And for those eensy-weensy, seditious thought crimes, well, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank will now apologize.
We apologize to Koreans, Universal City, MTV, and our censor, Steve.
Shirley Jones, listener Louie, and Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Glampers, Fox News, drug-sniffing dogs in Tokyo.
Donald and Melania Trump, people with accents, Janet Reno and Kathy Bates.
Cops and lesbians.
Carrie Ann Moss, Bo Diddley, Bo Donaldson, and African glottal chants.
Microscopic Japanese scientists, the caller Ed, and Amy Winehouse.
Rabbis, hypochondriacs, and the Italian.
Harry Carey, women's panties, Robin Hood, cheetahs, and hookahs. You really have to listen to the whole show.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on Free FM.